Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. And in this podcast, I want to share with you our wonderful collection of Christmas music on the Capriccio label. Capriccio is based in Germany, so not surprisingly, this collection includes a lot of traditional German Christmas music and a number of choirs who are resident in the major cathedrals and cities around Germany. So rather than talk about the music this time, I'm just going to tell you what the music is and tell you where the musicians are from. That opening music is from Dresden and their famed Kreuzchor. Music from Dresden. Cologne is one of the oldest of all German cities. It was founded by the Romans in 50 AD, who named it Colonia. Since way back, the city has been an important cultural center and musical center. Beethoven, Mozart, and Schumann performed there, and many composers, including Max Bruch and Jacques Offenbach, were born there. It's also home to many outstanding ensembles, including the Cologne Radio Choir. Here they are with Es ist ein Ross entsprungen. That was music from Cologne. Vienna has been one of the great centers for classical music since before Mozart, Beethoven, Haydn, or Schubert were there. And that continues on through the Strauss family and their waltzes and on to the present day. And of all the illustrious ensembles that come from that city, few are better known than the Vienna Boys Choir, which was established in 1498. Here they are with the traditional carol, "While by my sheep I watched at night. That was music from Vienna. Leipzig is a city in the German state of Saxony. Any discussion of the musical history of Leipzig inevitably goes back to Johann Sebastian Bach. He lived there from 1723 until his death in 1750, and he composed a huge amount of music there, including hundreds of cantatas. Imagine going to a church where Bach was in charge of the music. One of Bach's duties was to train the choir, the famed Thomannerchor, a group that was founded in the year 1212. Here they are, together with the new Bach Collegium Musicum and Bach's Praise the Lord, My Soul. That was music from Leipzig. The musical life of Berlin got an early boost when Frederick III made Berlin his royal residence in 1701, and things really took off when Frederick II came to power. He was a huge music enthusiast, and not just as a listener. He was also an accomplished flutist and composer. By 1750, his court employed close to 50 musicians. Today, Berlin is home to a wide variety of orchestras and other ensembles. Here is the Berlin Chamber Orchestra with Torelli's Concerto Grosso in G minor, which has the subtitle Pastorale for Holy Christmas. ¶¶ Music from Berlin. The beautiful medieval town of Regensburg is a 500-kilometer drive south from Berlin, at the northernmost point of the Danube River. Generations have fallen in love with this beautiful city, and if you look at pictures, you'll see why. Regensburg is also home to the Regensburg Cathedral and their boys' choir that was founded in the year 976. Here they are with Joseph Rheinberger's Advent motet, Rarate Coeli. You have been listening to highlights from 100 Christmas Classics on the Capriccio label. It's a 5-album box set, catalog number C7331. That's it for this podcast. Before we part ways, I thought we would go back to Dresden, where we started this podcast. Here is the Dresden Kreuzchor, who are celebrating their 800th anniversary this year. Here they are with the traditional carol, Ihr Kinderlein kommt, or Come Little Children. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.